thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Beautiful, you're beautiful. Oh, you're beautiful.
Hello and welcome, brave viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Costa Rica, we have the following new cable channel. In Puerto Jimenez, channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on SEAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia, and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozhe City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Chat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Chat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Senshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, and partners established child-friendly spaces in Pakistan. In science news, a biofuel technology innovation wins a prestigious British award. In media news, a popular USA newspaper honors an animal welfare advocate. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 30th, is the Independence Day of the Caribbean island of Barbados, celebrating its self-rule attained in 1966. This picturesque country, known for its friendly people, has many marvelous natural sites. Among them is Harrison's Cave, an amazing crystallized limestone cavern. It is a popular tourist destination and contains streams, lakes, and a 40-foot waterfall. The renowned Andromeda Botanic Gardens is home to tropical plants from all over the world, such as a variety of orchids, ferns, and palms. Famous Barbadians include the acclaimed author, Dr. Kamau Brathwaite, and esteemed novelist, Mr. George Lamming. We wish the gracious citizens of Barbados a splendid Independence Day.
Flying news. Indonesia's Mount Bromo once again sends ash skyward. Following an initial eruption on Tuesday, November 23rd, continued activity in the East Java volcano set off at least 21 earth tremors on Sunday, and Mount Bromo spewed hot ash 700 meters into the air. A previously issued alert remained at its highest level, and on Monday, reduced visibility prompted the closure of the Abdurrahman Saleh Airport in the city of Malang. A regional chief reported that the volcanic dust had reached to within 3 kilometres of the Jarak Ijo village centre, but that residents had not been evacuated and were still working as usual in the local rice fields. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono affirmed the president's hope that the effects of Mount Bromo's eruptions would remain harmless. Your Excellency and Indonesian officials, we appreciate your concerned monitoring to ensure the safety of all in the region. Our prayers for the protection of humans and animals alike, and that such potential dangers subside as we join in kinder efforts of care for all beings in the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Ecuador and Colombia renew relations. Speaking at a summit of Latin American leaders in Guyana on Friday, November 26, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos and his Ecuadorian counterpart Rafael Correa announced the re-establishment of full diplomatic relations between their nations. Since taking office in August, Colombian President Santos has moved quickly in efforts to restore amicable ties with Ecuador, which had been disrupted due to an incident that occurred in 2008. At the meeting, the two leaders also pledged to appoint reciprocal ambassadors before Christmas. A respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, Colombia and Ecuador, for the prevailing of cordial relations of peace. May your countries and their gracious peoples prosper in shared respect, understanding and brotherly love.
Largest ever Asian Games comes to a spectacular close. A festive celebration on Haitsinsha Island in the Pearl River, held on Saturday, November 27th, featured brilliant fireworks and musical performances from countries as diverse as India, Japan, Kazakhstan, and Mongolia. The 15-day event brought together 10,000 athletes from 45 Asian countries and regions, with excellence in sport that resulted in 103 new Asian records, 3 of which were unprecedented in the world. Hosting China won an Asian Games record-setting 199 gold medals for a 416 total tally, with South Korea garnering 232 medals and Japan 216. During the closing ceremony, Olympic Council of Asia President Sheikh Ahmad Al-Fahad Al-Sabah declared, "This edition of the Games has been without a doubt one of the most outstanding in the history of the event. These sportsmen and women are at the top of their sport and are fitting ambassadors of the Olympic movement in Asia. We join in applauding the athletes, organizers, and officials for your work together that has made the 2010 Asian Games such a memorable success. May such an exemplary spirit of sportsmanship and fitness continue to spread harmony and health to all corners of the globe."
media report the many gifts of vegan cuisine at venues such as Loving Heart. The plant-based diet has been gaining popularity worldwide for its healthy, cruelty-free, eco-friendly and delectable qualities. Now, in the midst of the feast-filled holiday season, more and more media outlets are featuring vegan foods as a rewarding choice for family festivities. In a recent article published in CNN Go, which is CNN's insider guide to Asian cities, Hong Kong journalist Edison Hung described his experience at the earth-conscious vegan loving hut, Wan Chai, in the article Celebrate World Vegan Day by Becoming a Superhero at Loving Hut. The following is an excerpt.
Different people have different reasons for being a vegetarian. Some will tell you they turn into a vegan just because they want to save our endangered world, as Superman does. Those are the people who visit vegetarian restaurant Loving Hut for their meal. Loving Hut is a global chain restaurant that has branches in over 19 countries. Hong Kong is lucky enough to have four. Eating is not only about helping individuals from hunger, but it is also a rescue mission for all the creatures on Earth. We all know the harmful consequences of global warming caused by various kinds of greenhouse gases, but seldom do we understand that some of the gas emissions, including carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide, are closely associated with livestock farming.
Loving Hut International, whose concept is based on Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of providing tasty, cruelty-free meals at affordable prices, is further described by Mr. Hung as a sure way to wholesome culinary satisfaction due to its diverse, scrumptious menu.
Apart from being meat-free, Loving Hut also emphasizes that there is no egg, no dairy, no alcohol in the food, nor GMO or genetically modified organism food. Being an international chain restaurant, Loving Hut offers its hero a wide range of cuisine. You can try Taiwanese noodles or an American-style veggie burger with Japanese sushi or have a tiramisu for afternoon tea.
Other journalists reporting through mainstream media also looked at veganism as a compassionate way to celebrate this holiday season. One such article by Jesse Xu, titled Tofuki Day, LA's Vegetarian, Vegan and Raw Thanksgiving Options, was published in the widely read Brand X Daily of the US-based Los Angeles Times. The article informs readers of restaurants throughout the popular California city of Los Angeles, USA, that offer complete plant-based feasts for pickup before holidays like Thanksgiving. Among the mentioned eateries was Green Earth Vegan Cuisine, which is owned by a Supreme Master Qinghai International Association member and also upholds the vegan ideals of compassionate living.
Our appreciation, Edison Hung, Jesse Xu, CNN, and Los Angeles Times for sharing the green goodness and palatable benefits of plant-based fare. May more and more people join the ever-fulfilling and planet-sustaining veg trend this holiday season and always.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet. Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.
Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food.
Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Meditation helps to lessen pain through changes in the brain. A study by the Society for Neuroscience was unveiled at its annual meeting, which showed how meditation helps to alter the brain's perception of pain.
Study lead Dr. Fidel Zaidan and his colleagues of Wake Forest University School of Medicine in the USA observed the brain activity of study participants during 30-minute daily meditative practice. They found that after only 4 days, the participants reported reduced sensations of discomfort. Dr. Zaidan also found that meditation improved cognitive functions and multitasking ability, as well as recalling items in a series and completing timely tests. Dr. Zaidan and fellow researchers, our thanks for this exciting scientific discovery of how this activity can improve our daily lives. May many people find respite in the calming relief and other benefits of meditation and spiritual practice.
Save our planet. United Nations Climate Change Conference begins.
If climate change is humanity's biggest long-term challenge, it is also our greatest opportunity.
Starting on November 29th, the United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP16, began convening for 2 weeks in Cancun, Mexico, to negotiate towards an international agreement on countering climate change. Supreme Master Television reports on location.
After a year's preparation since the December 2009 meetings in Copenhagen, Denmark, climate change delegates arriving in Cancun from 180 countries are prepared to make further progress. Their goal is to agree on a new legally binding treaty for reducing greenhouse gas emissions to replace the Kyoto Protocol that will expire in 2012. Achievements are expected, especially in the areas of forestry protection, green technology transfer, and financial support for nations more vulnerable to climate change.
Expectations for Cancun are realistic, but there's still a lot at stake if the world is going to stay below a 2-degree temperature rise. A Cancun deal isn't going to solve the whole problem, but it can set a new pace for negotiations where governments lock in better agreements every year, never ruling out new possibilities or ignoring existing needs for the future.
Coinciding with the conference, November 27th was the opening day of Climate Change Village, which the Mexican government created as a space for further dialogue among non-governmental organizations, the private sector, and the public during COP16.
Bienvenidos a Cancún, esta es su casa. Que tenga buena noche.
The bustling Climate Change Village also has two non-governmental sponsors, the Mexican Red Cross and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, whose booth served as an information center for the organic, vegan diet solution for global warming. Along with SOS flyers, books, DVDs, and Save Our Planet reusable shopping bags, tasty vegan foods were also distributed free of charge. Visitors expressed keen interest in finding out more about the plant-based diet as a key climate action.
Y hoy, después de ver y palpar y darme así en situ la realidad, es por eso que me he animado a darles este mensaje. Volvamos a consumir lo que la naturaleza nos da, que es los vegetales. Cambiemos de forma de vida ahora.
Es muy triste lo que está pasando, lo que hemos hecho con nuestro planeta. Los animales muertos, la piel, los huesos, todo eso va deteriorando nuestro planeta. La tendencia en el mundo en general es ir hacia comer vegetales, frutas, que es una vida mucho más saludable, más nutritiva, y de esa manera dejamos de contaminar. Estoy aprendiendo sobre cocina vegetariana. Mi esposa es vegetariana, yo estoy en el trayecto.
Reporting from Cancun, Mexico, for Supreme Master Television.
Our gratefulness and best wishes to all the dedicated leaders and representatives at the United Nations Climate Change Conference. We pray for the most constructive outcomes that reflect the interest of all planetary inhabitants' survival.
Sé vegetariano, sé ecológico para salvar el planeta, sé libre.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently urged world governments toward their wisest use of leadership to stop climate change, as in a November 2009 video conference in the United States.
And right now, the government leaders need our faith and encouragement more, because we really need their leadership to bring about wide-scale change. We must help provide the government with information about the true cost of the animal diet. As for the way that meat industry is destroying the environment, our health, and the health and future of our children and the planet, eventually. The numbers, the sheer numbers, should be more than enough to shock any of us into action. The government could use its powerful tools to spread campaigns about veg alternatives, bans on meat, and laws to help people switch to organic vegan farming and consumption. I pray that the ones who are aware and want to save the children will do something about it, and fast, to stop this horrendous criminal system that is killing us and destroying our planet, and that we must not allow any longer.
Save our planet. Mexican school children return turtles to the sea. On Friday, November 26th, in the Oaxacan city of Salina Cruz in Mexico, some 180 children, ranging from preschool up to elementary ages, helped return 4,100 Olive Ridley turtles to the sea in an effort to boost the population of the endangered species. They were assisted by the Mexican Navy, which has been placed in charge of protection efforts and had incubated these eggs specially for their release back into the wild. Lined up in a row, the children helped the baby turtles on their way to catch the ocean currents and thus return to their native habitat. Bravo, Mexican Navy personnel and Mexico, for engaging youths in these compassionate and life-protecting actions. May many other countries be similarly motivated towards such loving care of the cherished turtles and all life on our planet.
Save our planet. Despite successful preservation efforts of the monarch butterfly in Mexico, the number migrating from the USA and Canada in winter 2009 dropped by a full 75% due to reduced vegetation from changing weather patterns.
Save Our Planet. Addressing a ministerial conference on health and environment, African Regional Director of the World Health Organization, or WHO, Luis Gomez Sambo, states that extreme floods and droughts in many African countries is causing malnutrition, which in turn is also affecting the school performance of children.
Save Our Planet. A recent United Nations Environment Program report states that emission reductions pledged by governments thus far would still lead to an average global temperature rise of up to 4 degrees Celsius in the next century, resulting in catastrophic warming.
Hello, I'm Rigo the Red Deer, and this is my fine son, Dindi.
Hi everyone, we are vegan and eat only delicious plant-based foods.
We're here with a tip of the day.
Some yummy vegan recipes may call for peeled tomatoes.
One way to do this is to drop the tomatoes in boiling water for 15 to 30 seconds after you've removed the core.
When the skin starts loosening, carefully take the tomatoes out of the hot water and put them in cold water. They're now ready to peel.
Enjoy a delectable and nutritious meal.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
humanitarian news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, and partners collaborate to assist children in Pakistan. Child-friendly spaces are being established in Sindh province to help impart life skills and social support to youngsters whose families have been displaced by flooding. Over 200 of these centers are being set up. In addition, approximately 100 mobile teams will operate in some of the most remote areas of Pakistan. One of the attendees, Rihanna, said, "I love the center. I want to stay here and learn to read." Our heartfelt appreciation, United Nations Children's Fund and partners, for your caring efforts. May happiness and bright futures await the precious youngsters of Pakistan, with Allah's immense blessings.
In science news, a biofuel technology innovation wins a prestigious British award. Dr. Will Zimmerman, Professor of Chemical and Process Engineering of the University of Sheffield of Great Britain, is the recipient of the Royal Society's Brian Mercer Award. The prize, which is accompanied by $400,000, has been given for Dr. Zimmerman's invention, which brings carbon dioxide bubbles to nurture algae. The Y-shaped device also takes away waste oxygen, enabling all of the algae to remain totally intact. The system requires 80% less energy than previous methods. This greatly improves the efficiency and viability of producing biofuels from algae. Congratulations, Dr. Will Zimmerman, on your well-deserved recognition and very promising eco-friendly creation. With advancements like this one, combined with the low-emissions vegan diet, we are sure to enter a sustainable and flourishing era of our planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, an animal welfare advocate is honored by a popular publication in the United States. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be right back. More cheerful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, munificent news for a benevolent world. In media news, a popular USA newspaper features an animal welfare advocate. Delaware Online has named Miss Jane Parentozzi as one of the news journal's 25 who matter. She is being recognized for her outstanding work of safeguarding the lives of our canine and feline friends. A decade ago, Miss Parentozzi established the non-profit Faithful Friends No Kill Animal Shelter. In addition, she has been instrumental in getting a shelter reform law passed by the Delaware State Legislature. A former childcare worker, Miss Parentozzi referred to the similarities between her past and present vocation. She said, "You're building systems to protect the vulnerable. Kudos, Miss Jane Parentozzi, on your compassionate heart. Our thankfulness also Delaware Online for highlighting Miss Parentozzi's laudable work on behalf of our innocent animal friends. May the life of each of God's cherished children be honored evermore."
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Crossing.
Talking about a subject of genetics, a biology teacher cited an example of producing fish with red and white stripes by crossing red fish with whitefish. One of the kids raised his hand and said, "Sir, then can we get a panda by crossing a white bear and a black bear?"
And now for our viewers' heartline on Confucius, an ancient Chinese teacher and great sage.
Confucius is one of the greatest philosophers in history, not only China. Amir from Algier, Algeria.
Thoughtful Amir, thank you for your comment. The great Master Confucius's contribution to the betterment of our world is indeed immense. Supreme Master Ching Hai has mentioned that enlightened Master Confucius practiced the ancient Kuan Yin method of meditation. May divine light shine on you and all the gentle people of Algeria.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with inner bliss and elevation. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega calls for a same-day meeting with Costa Rican President Laura Chinchilla to peacefully resolve a shared border situation on the San Juan River.
Noting a nearly 20% decline in smoking among young people in the Republic of Ireland, British researchers attribute the healthy trend to a ban on the display of tobacco products.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki announces that a complete withdrawal of U.S. troops by 2011 is still planned, saying that Iraqi personnel are quickly progressing in being able to independently maintain the nation's security.
Cuban President Raúl Castro announces that along with the 1,000 doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel already working in Haiti to treat the cholera epidemic, another 300 are being sent as additional aid.
A newly introduced student category honors six of this year's 11 Good Neighbor Award recipients, presented by Singapore's National Development Ministry to those who help bring the community closer together through their inspiring neighborly acts.
During his visit to Azerbaijan, British Prince Andrew, Duke of York, meets with President Ilham Aliyev for discussions of their country's amicable relations as well as how to further bilateral ties.
Archaeologists discover an ancient town in central Myanmar containing items such as bronze sheets and bells that date back over 2,000 years to the Peel era.
Trial procedures of a new high-powered laser developed by British scientists that can unblock clogged arteries in just minutes have been very successful in not only reducing time spent in surgery, but also in speeding patients' recovery.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez sends 14 tons of aid, including food, water, tents, medicine, and other supplies, to Colombia to help the people affected by recent flooding.
The revered and ancient Key Monastery in the Himalayan Spiti Valley appeals to the mainly Buddhist local residents to refrain from animal slaughter during this festive season and instead consume vegetarian fare based on principles of compassion.
The Chinese government seeks to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula by proposing an emergency meeting of the six nations involved in talks for North Korea's nuclear disarmament.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.